Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Liverpool ga Manchester United rundjuling og skrev historie. Her pausepraten mandag 6. mars ved Mari Lunde. Hva skal man si etter dette? Liverpool tok imot Manchester United på Anfield søndag ettermiddag, og det som var spådd å bli en jevn kamp ble alt annet enn det. Etter en rolig første omgang ga Cody Gakpo Liverpool-ledelsen like før pause, og I andre omgang rant målene inn. Liverpool ga seg ikke før det sto vanvittige 7-0 på måltavla, og Gakpo, Darwin Nunez og Mohamed Salah skåret to mål hver, pluss innbytter Roberto Firmino. Da Klopp møtte pressen etter kampen, var han naturligvis en veldig fornøyd mann.
It's a push we wanted, but
that's more than a push.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just push us in the right direction. That's how it is. We are getting close. Everybody has to feel us, has to know we are still around. It was not the case for a while, and now tonight we really was a proper show of what we could be. And what we can be, and that's what we have to be from now on. And we don't talk about the scoreline, we just talk about the performance. And so that's really, really helpful. If you see now the goal difference, I'm not sure, I think plus 19 or something like that, that looks like a goal difference first time.
Kampen ble en for historiebøkene. Mohamed Salah skåret altså to mål og rev av seg skjorta I feiring av mål nummer to, kanskje fordi han visste hva det betydde. Salah skåret nemlig ligamål nummer 129 og gikk dermed forbi Robbie Fowler og ble Liverpools toppskårer I Premier League-æraen. Han også den første Liverpool-spilleren til å skåre I fem kamper på rad mot Manchester United. Nå har han 12 mål mot United, og han skåret ikke sitt første før I januar 2020. Salah har faktisk fått flere gule kort for sine feiringer mot United, en antall mål United har skåret på Anfield siden Salah kom til Liverpool. Tapet var det verste for Manchester United siden forrige gang de tapte 7-0, som var for 91 år siden. Og I 1895 vant Liverpool 7-1 over et lag som het Newton Heath, som senere skiftet navn til Manchester United. Dette bare noen av en rekke historiske og festlige rekorder som ble satt I går. Du finner en full oversikt på liverpool.no. Liverpool topper nå formtabellen I Premier League. Ingen har skåret flere mål på de siste fem kampene enn Liverpools 13. Samtidig har de rødkledde holdt nullen, noe ingen andre lag har klart heller. Liverpool har tatt 13 poeng på de fem kampene, som var seier mot Manchester United, Wolves, Newcastle og Everton, samt uavgjort mot Crystal Palace. At Liverpool har klart å få skuta på rett kjøl skyldes at de har fått spillere tilbake fra skader, mener Klopp.
The main difference is we have now pretty much all players available, which is super helpful. And you could see today and the other night against Wolves as well. But obviously having Diogo back is super important that we can give the boys breaks here and there. Now Bobby tonight was obviously the most special moment, the reception he got. He needed now maybe one, two games to find rhythm. Last line, we have options again, which is very helpful in midfield. The players, we have first time, I think, in the season now for 2 weeks or so. We have four or five players not in the squad who are in training outstanding. Not in the squad, so that's the first time that we have that. Before that, we had 9-10 players injured, and that's not helpful. When you are on a good run, then you don't, that's not, doesn't have that much impact. You can get through this, but we started like this into the season, never got out of it, and now hopefully we are afterwards there. And but we all know nothing happened apart from a really special night tonight. We have to keep going, and that's what we will do.
Liverpool har en fortsatt ganske ny fronttrio bestående av Cody Gakpo, Mohamed Salah og Darwin Nunez. Alle skåret som sagt to mål I går, og det luktet ordentlig svidd av spillet fra angrepsrekka.
It was, yeah. It was one of the best performances for a long, long time. And in a way, I think everybody saw how good the boys can be. So I think nobody was in doubt about Darwin's future impact when he settles, and because he's a real force of nature. So to be honest, that's real. But Cody plays in the most difficult area on the pitch against a man marking the side, which is super tricky. But how he keeps himself on the feet there and has the overview for everybody else. More is more.
De røde har nå tatt seg opp til en femteplass på tabellen. De ligger tre poeng bak Tottenham på fjerdeplassen, og London-laget har I tillegg spilt en kamp mer enn Liverpool og har en dårligere målforskjell. Samtidig har Liverpool to lag bak seg som kan gå forbi. Newcastle ligger på en sjetteplass og bare ett poeng bak, og de har I tillegg en kamp til gode på Liverpool. På åttendeplass finner vi Brighton, som ligger fire poeng bak Liverpool, men faktisk har to kamper til gode. Liverpool møter Bournemouth på lørdag, som den siste ligakampen før landslagspausen. Når klubbfotballen sparkes I gang igjen, venter tre tøffe kamper for de røde, med bortemøter mot Manchester City og Chelsea før ligaleder Arsenal kommer til Anfield. Men nå må man kunne kose seg med resultatet og festkvelden på Anfield søndag I noen dager til. 7-0. Du har lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.